Okay, learning should be merit. First, let me tell you something. Malka, Daniel ben Fruma. Very interesting case comes to Rav Zorbstein. Following case, he says that Yosef and Binyamin are best friends. They were very good friends growing up. Finally, it was time to get married. Binyamin married before Yosef, and Binyamin moved to Eretz Yisrael soon after Yosef was engaged in America. And he wanted his friend Binyamin, and he called his friend Binyamin with the good news. Yosef wanted his friend Binyamin and his wife to come so much, he said, I'll personally send you, and I'm going to buy you two tickets for yourself and for your wife to come to fly for the wedding. Binyamin was overjoyed and looked forward to coming to Yosef's Simcha, his best friend Simcha, back in America. Binyamin arrived at the airport and had plenty of time for the flight. However, when he came to the counter, the airline informed him that they already gave his seats to customers who had priority. However, they would give Binyamin a large monetary compensation for his inconvenience of schlepping all the way to the airport and not having a seat. I guess there was no more room on the plane. As a result, Binyamin never boarded the plane because he knew that if he went on a later flight, he would have never made the wedding. What happened was, when Yosef now came to Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks later, I guess maybe after Shavuot Brachos, he went with Binyamin to a Rav to ask him who the competition belongs to. Meaning, Yosef's wedding was over, and now Yosef paid for Binyamin's wedding, paid for the airline tickets. The airline said, we're going to give Yosef, the original person who paid, he gets full compensation. But the fact that he lost his seats, who gets that extra money now? Does the extra money go to the person who actually bought the ticket? Or does it go to the inconvenience traveler, which was Binyamin, who came to the schlep to the airport for nothing? So it says Rav Zorbstein, for two or three reasons, that it would seem like Binyamin, the person who the ticket was paid for, the inconvenience traveler should get it. Why? He says over here, because at the end of the day, if you go to the counter, who is the traveler who is going? Who is the passenger on record? It was Binyamin. He was the one who had a loss. He was the one that he schlepped to the airport. He had to get all his bags. And if you've ever been to the Ben Gurion, it's a whole thing. It's like 10 different steps. It's a whole thing. In addition, says Rav Zorbstein, one cannot claim that it was Yosef's money that earned a profit, since the sale of the tickets was void. Yosef got his money back, and Yosef's money was returned. Yosef's money merely, says Rav Zorbstein, was caused Binyamin to profit. But Yosef shouldn't get the money. Yosef got the money back that he originally paid for the ticket. But just because Yosef's money caused Binyamin to get the profit, that's not a good raya. And last, finally, but not least, says Rav Zorbstein, Binyamin could have been mochel. Binyamin could have been the one that said, you know, it's okay. You don't have to give me the extra money for the inconvenience. Binyamin had the rishus in his hand. Therefore, Binyamin is entitled to keep the money. It's brought down to Shulchan Aruch, Shen Mishpat, by the Hilchos of Shlichos, Simen, Kuf, Pei, Gimel, Siv, Vav. When the halacha talks about an agent who received a shliach who received an overpayment, the halacha is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. The shliach is allowed to keep the extra money by overbooking. So Sava Zorbstein for three reasons. One, the first reason that Binyamin keeps the money, he was the inconvenience traveler. He was the one who had to go schlep to the airport and have all this. Number two, Yosef got his money back that he paid for his friend's ticket. The fact that his money was the one that caused Binyamin to get the profit, that's no riot at all. And third, the halacha is brought down that an agent that is overbooked, he is able to keep that extra money. Rav Zorbstein does say at the end, he says that it could be that there are different cases, that this airplane case and buying the tickets is a different case than overpaying. And he ends off the Shaila Tzarachin. But I think at the end of the day, the message is very clear. The message is that we want to be honest and emistic of people. And sometimes, especially when we're traveling, people could act nervous, people could do things that they didn't mean to. It says in the Tshuva here, it doesn't say that Binyamin didn't get upset. He realized that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be zochah whenever we travel to always see Hashem's hand in our lives, to travel b'simcha, to travel b'nachas, and to realize everything that happens to us comes ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Have an amazing, amazing day. Shkorach.